Okay, so we've arrived at lesson number seven. Lesson number seven will be kind of an unusual one. Just do a little bit of work with the play, but two of the activities will involve you making your presentations, your PowerPoint. As I said, lesson seven would involve your PowerPoint presentation and your chart, your poster. But I do want to say a little something just by way of a short introduction. Of course, this play has several themes, but the main theme of this play is love and marriage. And we're looking at Nora and Torvald as a couple who've been married for 8 years. They have 3 children. They've been through a lot, his illness, but they seem to be well established. They are a bourgeois, we call a bourgeois, a middle-class family living in a house. They have a maid, a servant, nurse, probably even a cook. So there's not a lot of pressure on them within the household because they have support. But a couple of questions I want you to think about is, who do we marry and why do we marry? There's been a lot of research done into who people choose as their mates. And we know there's lots of reasons people do that. People may fall in love at first sight, something physical attraction, we could say. There's a physical attraction, so they fall in love at first sight. They seem to know right away that that there's love here. Or people are attracted as friends, okay? And they become friends, and over time that friendship develops into love. And why would that be? Well, they find they're just more than friends, that they share so much in common that they could be friends for life, and friends for life could mean a marriage. The term soulmate is something we talk about a lot when we talk about marriage. What is a soulmate? Well, there's no real definition of it, but it's just you meet someone that is so much like you. It's like they are your soul. They're so much like you. They have the same interests. They're outgoing if you are outgoing. They're introverts if you are introvert. So it seems like your match, almost like a twin, a soul. Soulmate. People marry for lots of reasons. One of the studies has found that people tend to marry within their socioeconomic, people with the same kind of education. So someone who's never graduated from high school will often not form a relationship with someone who has a PhD from a university. So you have similar educational backgrounds, you have similar family backgrounds, maybe you're middle class, you were raised in the same way, you know, financially. And so people tend to marry within their social class. Why do people marry? Well, some people marry because they want to have children and they feel that they should have a child within marriage. So they don't want to wait too late. There's a time limit on how old a woman can be before she has a child. So sometimes people maybe rush into marriage, not always, but occasionally, because they want to have a child. They may have waited. Or to escape. They want to escape their household. People, see marriage as an opportunity to live a different kind of life. So they make those decisions on that basis as well. But one of the things, keep all of these in mind. And of course, in marriage, people assume roles. There are equal marriages where husbands and wives have to take on responsibilities for the children. They share it. They take on household duty responsibilities. They share it. But there are some households where the woman may feel she wants to take on what's an old-fashioned traditional role for a woman. She does the cleaning. She looks after the children. And the husband does his thing, focuses on his work and on his hobbies and his friendships. And so all of these are factors. You might ask yourself, what brought Nora? I didn't draw this. My friend Nancy drew this picture of Nora. What brought Nora and Torvald together? You know, was it love at first sight? Is there physical attraction? Were they friends and then they fell in love? Are they really soulmates? We know about their roles and duties. But one of the things about marriage, and I think we need to take this into account, is that people change in their lives. Say your typical couple will meet and marry 25. It's actually getting older, but say they're 25. And perhaps, you know, they live to 75 and they're married. If they don't divorce, they're married for 50 years. How much change do you think the woman and the man in the marriage will go through? Huge amounts of change every year, every 5 years, there will be huge changes. So you need to think that Nora, who has been a caregiver to her husband, taking care of his needs, playing the role of a wife, a dutiful wife, taking the insults. Well, does she really feel insulted when he calls her a little bird or my squirrel, or he has control over how she even dresses, even how she dances? Could she possibly change? Well, of course she would change. And what causes change in a relationship? It's usually the conflicts. It's usually the stresses. And has this couple undergone a stress? They certainly have. The whole notion of the husband and his reputation and his everything he's worked for is at stake because his wife did something that was to help him, but he doesn't see it for the value that it had. I have a short quiz that I've prepared for you. Five questions, true or false. So you go and answer those and come on back and I will do a little bit of reading and then you'll do a little bit of reading and then we'll look at your PowerPoint presentations.